Mr. Vala.
I heard many times. How
many years has somebody said something? Who's this guy? What was that? No, you actually had questions like that.
I heard many times that you spoke about different kinds of different practices, how to analyze the Bhagavatam, and you spoke about this three. But I cannot find it. Maybe you
the question is based on, oftentimes there is one sannyasi named Mahanadi Swami. And he presents the Bhagavatam, and he says we can analyze or study the Bhagavatam in a threefold way by looking at it from three different levels, the Adiatmic, Adibhautic, and Adidaivic. And the Adidaivic level, of course, Daiva means Divyam. Daiva means Divyam, or transcendental, or Alokic, spiritual. So we can look at it from the spiritual perspective, because, for example, Krishna kills the Agasura demon. It's one chapter of 10th canto. So the Daivic level would be looking at it. What is Krishna doing? Who are the players here? Who are the Parishads? Who are the divine players? There's Krishna, there's the coward boys, there's Vrindavan. What are the exchanges, loving exchanges, and glances, and anubhavas, and sattvic bhavas, and all the different rasas and feelings that are going back and forth between Krishna and his sakya ras with the coward boys. They're experiencing gona rasas of adbhuta ras, amazement, and bhayam, fear of Agasura, and being amazed. And so many gona rasas waves are rising in the context of their stai rati of sakya rati, or friendly brotherhood love. And then how they're speaking, how they're looking at Krishna, how they're being fearless in the presence of Krishna. Oh, let's enter the mouth of Agasura. It doesn't matter if Krishna's here. No, maybe it's a big python ready to swallow us. Ah, so what? Krishna will take care of him like all the other demons. Let's go. So that's the Daivic level. Then the Adibhautika level means the elements, of the story, the place, the exchanges, some of what I was saying, the elements of ras, the elephants, the elements of rasa, what are the rasas being exchanged here, what is it, what is the place and the season and all the elements, the bhautika. And then adi atmika, atma means me, atma means my body, my mind, myself, my atma, jivatma. So how does this story impact modern language, how does this story impact on me? What is the impression for me? What is the teaching for me? What is the lesson for me? How has this story developed my bhakti? How do I view this story? Okay, what I can learn, what am I learning from this story? The coward boys are surrendered to Krishna, so they're fearless. So that means if I surrender to Krishna, I'll also be fearless. And even they're getting swallowed by a python and not afraid, although they're just 5-year-old boys. So will I ever be that fearless? And my devotion will ever be so great that I won't even be afraid of a python or a cobra or a tiger, I wonder. And so we can look at it from our, in other words, looking at it from our viewpoint, from his viewpoint, and the viewpoint of the environment, the setting, the elements. That's the breakdown. I've heard this concept from Pandit Satyanarayan Das in one lecture.
Can you explain the difference this at the Adibhautika level? Because I can't understand how can we see this. So,
Adibhautika means the, as I just said, the place, the time, the environment.
What is the difference between Adidaivic?
Adidaivic means persons. Listen, Adidaivic means persons, living entities. And Adibhautika means the elements. There's a Premashraya and Premvishaya. Krishna and the devotees, that's the Daivic level, and loving exchanges. And then the Bhautika is at the season, then it's Braj, or it's in Indraloka, or it's in Dwarka, and all the elements. And you can also add in those elements, You can analyze the elements of the story, the rasa element or the bhava elements. But the actual exchanges, loving exchanges and raising the arm or the eyes or the voice, all the loving exchanges between Premashraya devotees and Premvishaya Krishna, that's the Adidaivika level. The divine, the transcendental lila for lila's sake. How are the devotees relating with Krishna and the non-devotees and the demons and all that? That's the lila for their level. For how are they exchanging? Then what are the elements of all that whole lila? Then how do I see it? What is the benefit for me? And how does it prepare me? And has some fancy titles, but it's just a basic way of looking at anything. What's going on there? What's happening? Who's doing what? We're watching. And it's, I'm getting involved too. So it's just, and then where are we? It's like life itself.